obviously on prison break.
I didn't kill that man, Michael.
The evidence says you did.
I was set on.
Put down your weapon!
I find it incumbent that you see the inside of a prison cell.
I'm looking for someone. A guy named Lincoln Burroughs.
Man killed the vice president's brother.
Why do you want to see Burroughs so bad anyhow?
Because he's my brother. I'm getting you out of here.
Come on.
It's impossible. Not if you design the place, it isn't.
You've seen the blueprints.
Better than that. I've got him on me.
You find out who's trying to bury him.
Nobody's trying to bury him.
The evidence was cooked.
There's a lawyer poking around.
Anyone that's a threat is expendable.
Go here!
Found you a new silly.
Hey, Wire, get in here.
Someone found Fibonacci.
Who was this someone?
And where is Fibonacci?
I'll give you that information. I'm a dead man.
Wait.
Get up.
What's going on?
Let's go, Lincoln, on your feet.
Move!
Alex!
Move
it! Alex! Alex!
No,
Burrow.
No!
Alex! 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 Reattack! Alex! No!
No! No! No! No! No! I'm not there! Wait!
No! Alex!
Come on!
No! No! Please! No! No! I got my blood!
Please!
Let's get on with it.
Hey, Wire. You ever thought of breaking out?
What the hell would I do out there?
Not be here?
Halfway houses. Psych visits. Meds. Checking in with a PO. Urine tests. Keeping a job. No. I ask.
This guy was talking about it in the yard yesterday. I didn't know what to say.
Tell Officer Bellick. He'll make life easy for you if...
What?
Your tattoos.
What about them?
What are they of? No. What are they like? Some kind of a...
They're just tattoos.
Candy time, Haywire. They think I have schizoaffective disorder with bipolar tendencies.
You think you got it?
Whatever. Take the pills, keep the quacks off my back. Huh?
You know, maybe they give you those things for a reason.
Yeah. To keep me dull. To keep me in their invisible freaking handcuffs. Seriously, though, those tattoos, they're beautiful. You mind if I, you know, look at the whole thing?
I do, actually.
Why?
Go! Stand clear!
Does there need to be a reason? Sucre.
I'm not even talking to you, man.
I knew there was a problem. I could tell by looking at you from across the yard.
The guys, didn't I say there was a problem?
So what's the problem?
You're looking at it.
On Haywire?
Yep. It's my new cellmate.
That's a problem.
He doesn't sleep.
So when do you dig?
I don't.
Hey, you and I are in bed now. You made me a promise. You said if we were going to get out of here, you're reneging now. I'm going to gut you. So you better take care of your business. Or I will take care of you. Have a nice day.
Coming together, isn't it?
Yep.
You think it'll be done in time?
Well, I figure we still have the interior alcoves and pilasters to do, which is no small task, but yes, I think so.
Listen, I have to say I really appreciate all the effort that you put into this. I wish there was some way I could, you know, pay you or something.
There is one thing you could do for me. My cellmate.
Ah, the inimitable Charles Potosik. Haywire?
Then you know.
Hold it right there. Officer Bellick is in charge of cell transfers. You're gonna have to talk to him about that.
I tried, but he seems to think we're a good match.
Has he threatened you?
Who? Haywire or Bellick?
Unfortunately, unless there's some evidence of violence or sexual predation between cellmates, those kinds of requests fall on deaf ears around here. Prison system's a little too crowded for requests based on personality. It's not exactly sandals out there.
Warden? Sorry. Your wife is here.
What? She's not supposed to be here till 4 o'clock. Becky, do not let her come in here under any circumstances. She's not supposed to see this until our anniversary. I'll be right out. Hi, sweetheart. You're early. Let's go eat.
You're acting funny.
I am?
What's going on in there?
Just going over some files.
Becky said you were in a meeting.
This isn't Toledo all over again, is it?
Toledo? How can you say that?
Then you won't mind if I look.
Judy. Warden.
I'm not going to be able to cooperate. I'd get killed if I did. Johnson's still deciding.
Then you and I are done.
You should have just told me.
Well, you know how anxious I get when you come around the inmates. Becky, have a guard escort Johnson back to his cell. I'll deal with him later. Come on, let's go eat.
Representing you now. Yeah. If that's all right with you.
Last time I saw you, you called me a liar.
Things have changed. I believe you now. I got in touch with Crab Simmons' ex-girlfriend, Letitia. She corroborated your story.
Will she testify?
She's missing. I don't know. I think the Secret Service got to her.
Secret Service?
They've been poking around. As soon as they show up, she disappears. What do you think happened?
Oh, I didn't realize it was that high up, you know. Do you know what we're up against?
I know it's a lot more than either of us can handle on our own.
Project Justice.
Why have I heard of them?
All they handle is death penalty cases. There's a guy there, Ben Forsyth. I sent him copies of everything I had. I mean, you can go there, tell him what you found. Maybe it'll be enough to bring him on board.
Okay.
So, how's Sebastian?
What do you mean?
Well, you being here, I mean, is he cool with it?
I haven't talked to him. The engagement's off.
Oh, sorry.
You can at least say that like you mean it.
I do.
God, you always were a lousy liar. I better get to Project Justice.
Run. Thank you. I didn't have a whole lot left.
You can thank me when I get you out of here.
Baby, it's me. Are you there? Hello? Are you there?
Hey, if she is, she obviously don't want to talk to you.
It's Wednesday, babe. You're gonna come around today, right? Look, I gotta hang up now. I gotta go back in the block, but we're gonna be here today, right? I'm your man, baby, and I love you. I do.
It's a pattern.
What did you say?
Your tattoo, it's a pattern.
You're seeing things.
Putting him in with Haywire is a low blow, Deputy.
What? The shrinks cleared Haywire for re-entry into Gem Pop. Besides, he's so doped up on meds, he's like a kitten these days.
A kitten who murdered both his parents.
All due respect, sir. If you give Schofield preferential treatment, it'll undermine your credibility. Look, I know you got a soft spot for the guy because he's got brains in his head and he's helping you with that contraption in there, but the guy's a violent criminal. He deserves punishment just as much as the rest of these guys.
You have been here long enough to know that I'm less interested in punishment than I am in rehabilitation. And sticking him in with Haywire is not rehabilitation in my book.
You delegated authority over Jim Puff to me, boss.
I know I did.
Well, then you either got to let me do my job or pass it on to somebody else.
Everett, go easy. There's a reason I'm giving you more and more responsibility. When I retire, I'm recommending you to take my place.
Don't make me regret it.
All I'm saying is take another look at the Schofield situation. I trust your judgment.
Yes, sir.
Supposed to be an open visitation. Why are we doing it here?
Ask your visitor.
What are you doing here? Where's Mighty Goose?
She's not gonna be coming around here anymore.
Is she hurt?
No, she's fine. She's fine. She's just she's with me now.
She's with you now. It's a joke, right?
No, she made a decision, man. She decided she needed stability.
Is she gonna get that from you?
Look, you can think whatever you want about me, but, I'm not the one who's in prison. See, I actually can do something for her. And she wanted me to stop by here and talk to you first, you know, in case you got mad.
Hijo de tu madre, te voy a matar! Así te voy a provocar, tú me estás escuchando! ¡Gracias! ¡Te voy a matar!
Just prove my point. You're gone. And that's all you'll ever be.
Make it quick.
We need some fertilizer.
Why are you in the masonry section? Oh, by the way, how's the foot? Don't ever go around me to the Pope again.
You know what, Haywire? I don't think we're gonna work out. And since I was here first, I think you should go.
I crapped myself once in junior high. During PE, we were playing badminton. And I knew I was going to have to walk past a bunch of the other students to, you know, get back to the locker room. And so, I just started walking. And I tried to make fun of it, you know, before anyone else did. So I turned around behind me and I said, look, I have a tail. I just shared a secret with you. Now it's your turn.
You want to know what the tattoos mean?
Yeah.
Nothing.
fish. Making any progress?
With Sleeping Beauty back there? Or with the digging?
Either.
No. But I know what to do.
Oh, yeah? Problem is, you don't got the stugats to do it.
Abruzzi, let's go!
See ya.
Yeah, really? What's all the crazy son of a bitch I said I?
Wrap it up.
How about Aunt Ruth? She out of the hospital yet?
Wrap it up.
Hold on, Ma. Bite me. Okay. We got a problem now, man.
Let's handle it, Dan.
That's what I thought.
Hello?
Marty Cruz, it's me. Baby, what the hell's going on?
What's the deal with you and Hector?
When were you going to tell me?
Tell you what?
That Rita Saldana's been visiting you.
What?
Yeah, Hector told me.
Hector told you? Hector told you? Of course he told you. Baby, that guy's a snake. He's a liar.
Why would he lie?
Well, why would he lie? Because he's been trying to get into your pants since the minute we started dating. That's why.
You know what? I don't know what to believe.
Me, Mommy? Believe me.
Yeah, well, I wait by the phone twice a week.
Baby, where is this coming from?
I don't know. Look, there's just so many things. Yesterday, I went to Teresa's house. And I saw her baby.
Is that what this is about? You think your clock is ticking?
Well, I'm going to be 30 in a few years.
Baby, you're 25. You want to get pregnant? Let's get pregnant right now.
Baby, you know I can't get pregnant until I'm married.
We're gonna get married in 16 months.
Yeah, well, Hector says that if something goes wrong in there, that you could serve your full sentence. I can't wait 10 years.
I can't wait 10 years, baby.
I'm gonna be out in 16 months. Te lo prometo, mi amor.
Well, what if something does happen, huh?
Baby, I can't wait that long. I can't. I'm sorry, I gotta go.
Hello? Wait, hello?
Even if Letitia Barris turned up again, her testimony would be worthless. By and large, most junkies with criminal records don't shine on the stand.
Maybe, but I just found all this out in the past couple days. I'm confident that I can find out a whole lot more now that I'm devoting all my time to the case.
The Secret Service agent who came to visit you when Letitia was in your office, what did he want?
Nick, please, you've got to understand, Ms. Donovan, unless there's new information you can provide for us, we've already reviewed Mr. Burroughs' case thoroughly. Do you have any new evidence?
No, but I...
But that is effectively what you're telling us, right? I need to clarify here.
Yes, that is what I'm telling you. But look, Mr. Forsyth, you don't need to point out what I don't have. I'm well aware of that. I'm here asking for your help because I don't think an innocent man should be killed for something he didn't do. And I believe that's what it says on your mission statement in the lobby.
We get thousands of requests for representation.
I'm sure you do.
And I have to decide which cases we're going to devote our very limited resources to.
I will do all of the legwork, Mr. Forsyth, but since I don't have any experience in death penalty cases, I'm just asking you to point me in the right direction. Please.
I'm sorry. We just don't have the manpower.
Thank you for your time.
She's just leaving now. It'll take at least a half hour to get across town. This traffic.
We're not going to need nearly that much time. I've turned up quite a bit already.
Hey, have you seen my toothpaste? It was right here.
Haven't seen it.
I always put it in the same place.
I'm sure it'll turn up.
I love it.
There's a maze.
Get away from me.
I need to see him. Just, you gotta show him to me. It's pulling me in.
I said, get away from me.
Look. He's got a maze on his skin. Man, he's got a maze on his skin.
Contacts and chemical lockup.
Defense is asking.
I need a bottle of drain line root control sooner than later.
Got weeds growing in your cell?
Just one.
You the one who's looking for me?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you some questions about the Lincoln Burroughs case.
Yeah?
I'm Veronica Donovan. I'm representing Lincoln on this appeal.
What about it?
You were the first one to respond to Lincoln's apartment the night of the murder, right?
That's right.
But I'd really appreciate it if you could just tell me exactly what you saw.
Dispatch called in with a tip that Burroughs was seen running from the garage where they found Terrence Stedman. So we went over to Burroughs' place. We spread out. I took the bathroom. That's where I saw your client washing out the bloody pants.
Please!
I didn't need to tell you it was Stedman's blood, do I?
In the report that you typed up that night, you said that you saw Lincoln standing in the bathroom, that's all. Later, you testified that you saw him washing the pants. Which one is it?
Does it matter?
Did you actually see him washing the pants or not?
Yes. He stood up, turned around, his hands were all wet, looking guilty as hell.
Your testimony factored into his conviction, you know that, right?
You know, lady, if you got any other questions, just go through the department.
Donovan. Huh. I didn't mean to scare you.
What are you doing here?
Nick Saverin with Project Justice.
I know who you are, but what are you doing here?
Look, my boss may not think Lincoln's case is worth looking into, but I do.
Quicker way to take care of the problem.
There's smarter ways too.
Thank you.
What stood out for me was that most death penalty cases take 10 years to exhaust all appeals. Lincoln got there in 3.
So for it to be expedited, there had to have been some sort of political influence, right?
Well, given that Terrence Stedman is the vice president's brother, that's not so hard to believe.
How, though? They got to every judge that rejected Lincoln's appeal?
Didn't take a judge. All it takes is a little special attention from one of his clerks. But how Lincoln got fast-tracked doesn't interest me. It's why. He was set up, and why?
I think the answer to that might lie in the victim. What do we know? He was the CEO of Echo Field, right? He was pushing alternative energy.
Successfully. Pushing alternative energy. So oil companies, the Saudis, even our own government, a lot of people stood to benefit with Stedman out of the picture. Why'd you wait till now to take up this case?
I thought he did it, like everybody else. I just hope it's not too late.
Very well, maybe. You need to prepare yourself for that.
What about you? Why death penalty work?
My father did 15 years for a crime he didn't commit. I know firsthand that when the government gets you in their crosshairs, you stand very little chance. That's why. Now, do you want my help?
Back in.
Too late.
I'll do anything you need. See these hands? The digging machine. You want to go to China? I'll get you a China fish. I'll dig like a psychotic rodent if I have to. Fish, I gotta be back in.
As of right now, there is no end. Van Gogh over there is my new cellmate.
But you're gonna do something about it, right? You're gonna get rid of her.
I'll do what's necessary.
You're my boy. So how are you gonna do it?
Well, let's just put it this way. Someone's gonna get hurt.
How'd we miss this, guys?
Schofield's father was out of the picture by the time he was born. Took his mother's maiden name.
All right, Schofield had no priors and a full-time job as an engineer.
Correct.
Then he goes and robs a bank, discharging a gun in the process so that at sentencing he could maneuver his way to Fox River.
But his brother's scheduled to die in less than a month. Obviously, something's up.
All due respect, brothers are incarcerated together all over the country. It may just be a coincidence.
Move on the younger brother. Do it preemptively before anything rises up, bites any of us in the ass.
It's a pathway. Where does it lead?
Where are you taking me?
Nuts?
Officer! I need an officer!
Shut up! What the hell is the problem down here?
What? Son of a bitch! Open up on 40!
He's got the pathway on his body. It leads somewhere.
Back off, Haywire!
Now look. Look at his tattoos. It's a pathway.
Haywire, I said back off. You want a hot shot?
I'm telling you, look at it!
Back off!
No! Get in over here!
Let's go!
Please go! Please go! It's a pathway to
hell! It's taking us all out! So the gang's all back together again. Ain't that swell? Told you not to come around me in the pub. But you just keep making waves, don't you? Good back, man.
Good to have you back.
So,
When do we get started?
Schofield.
Hello.
How are you feeling today?
We're good.
What happened?
Caught an elbow playing basketball.
Uh-huh. Mind if I take a look?
By all means.
You know you're gonna get killed in here, right? If you're not careful.
I'll make you a bet. When I get out of here alive, I'll take you to dinner. Lunch. Cup of coffee.
Michael, this charm act could be exactly what's getting you into trouble out in the yard. Lean forward.
All right. You went to the parking garage. Terrence Stedman is already dead.
That's right.
You saw that, you ran. Took the gun.
Dumped the gun.
Where?
Storm drain. Down here in Wells.
Nobody ever found it.
All right, well, what do you do after that? You go back to your apartment?
Yeah. I was freaking out, trying to figure out what had happened. I saw the bloody pants at the top. The cops, they busted in a minute after I got there.
The pants, the ones with Stedman's blood on them. First cop on the scene says he saw you washing them in the bathtub.
He's lying. My hands were wet after splashing water on my face.
Police, look at that!
I never touched those pants.
Which brings us back to the gun. The one you said you dumped.
It was planted. It's the only way it could have got there.
Ballistics smashed it to a slug that was...
The gun was planted. It was planted. Just like the pants.
Your fingerprints were all over the gun.
Bo.
Who's Bo?
He's the guy who arranged everything. Had me come around the night before, tried a few guns, see which one felt right. And that was the setup right there. One of those must have been the murder weapon. And that's how I got my fingerprints on the gun. Had to be.
All right, so this Bo, he coerces you into doing this all to clear a $90,000 debt.
I was gonna kill my son.
Well?
A lot of I didn't do it, so those don't count for much. Security tape, the one that shows Lincoln pulling the trigger. You've got it, right?
Yeah.
Well, if Lincoln's telling the truth and that tape is lying, I think we should have a look. Decide for ourselves.
You're clear.
If the chemicals can't eat through the iron pipes, how come they can't eat through the toothpaste too?
It's only when the chemicals are combined that they become a corrosive.
You study chemistry or something?
Not in school.
You're doing up there in the infirmary. I just gotta do what we're doing here.
Getting through this wall is just the beginning.
There's a whole lot of real estate in between here and the outside walls. Infirmary is the closest building to those walls. And the weakest link in the security chain.
Cool.
I think I've removed enough grout to bust through.
I'm gonna need you to make some noise.
Como una promesa eres tú. Como una mañana.
Is that the best you can do?
Have some faith, papi. Have some faith. Como una sonrisa eres tú. Eres tú así, así. Eres tú. Como mi esperanza eres tú. Eres tú.
Sat down to eat.
No, I just wanted to stop by to tell you in person. Problem solved.
What's this?
That is a transfer request. Michael Schofield is getting shipped out tomorrow.
Have a good night.